This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Sudan's new military rulers say they plan to restore the country to civilian rule, ideally within 2 years. At a news conference Friday, General Omar Zain Abidine also said military authorities will not extradite ousted President Omar al-Bashir. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court to face charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Protesters in Sudan defied a curfew Thursday night that was imposed after the president's ouster by a military coup. Washington has urged Sudan's military to exercise restraint and to allow space for civilian participation within the government. The European Union, meanwhile, has called for a swift transfer to civilian rule. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday accused China of aiding Venezuela's economic collapse by bankrolling President Nicolas Maduro's government. The Secretary of State is on a swing through South America. He also said Russian troop presence in Venezuela was an obvious provocation. The Secretary of State said China and others are being, in his words, hypocritical in calling for non-intervention in Venezuela's affairs. Their own financial interventions, he said, have helped destroy the country. Pompeo slammed the arrival of Russian troops in Venezuela and said Russia's investments in police training and a satellite compound in Nicaragua, in his words, to put it mildly, aren't good. He said we shouldn't stand for Russia escalating an already precipitous situation in these ways. Pompeo's 3-day trip will take him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia, all of which have seen increased investment by China. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is urging Sudan's new rulers to uphold the Constitution and be careful about human rights as they try to move the country forward after the toppling of former President Omar al-Bashir. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Many things worry the High Commissioner about what she considers is a volatile and uncertain moment in Sudan's future. Michelle Bachelet notes the crisis in Sudan has its roots in human rights grievances. Bachelet spokeswoman Ravina Shandasani says the High Commissioner fears the ousting of longtime President Omar al-Bashir by the army will not result in a more democratic, rule-based society.
We are very concerned about this. The Constitution of Sudan needs to be upheld. There are important human rights protections that are contained within that constitution.
The High Commissioner is calling on the authorities to ensure the inclusion of civil society and of dissenting voices in charting a way forward. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Donald Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says he's strongly considering putting illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities, places where authorities don't work with immigration officials to round up those in the country illegally. His tweet came hours after the White House said such a plan was no longer being considered. Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
The president says the radical left always seems to have an open borders, open arms policy, so the sanctuary city plan should make them very happy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Taliban has announced its spring offensive. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, it comes in the midst of peace talks with the U.S.
The yearly announcement was released in several languages, including English, saying the fighting would continue while foreign forces remain in Afghanistan. The insurgents, who hold sway over half the country, carry out daily attacks targeting Afghan security forces and NATO troops, yet often killing many civilians as well. A recent Taliban attack near the main U.S. air base in Afghanistan killed 3 Marines. The Afghan High Peace Council condemned the Taliban announcement, saying it brought into question the insurgents' sincerity in seeking a peaceful end to the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration plans to meet with pilots from American, Southwest, and United Airlines as it considers whether to allow Boeing 737 MAX jets to fly again. Nearly 400 people died in 2 crashes of those jets. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.